Just show you.
It's the hottest hours of midday on the Schaefer farm, but the air is cool inside the barn. Built in 1919 with hollow red brick-like tiles, the barn encircles a grain silo. Years ago, it served as a milking parlor. It took 3 hours for the family to milk more than 100 cows, a chore they repeated twice a day.
And then that's the gutter. And they milked, oh, I don't know how many at one time, maybe 20. And then they just kept going. Now it just walkway.
Marcella Schaefer and her husband, John, own one of two round barns in South Dakota's Minnehaha County. The round barn was already here when 7-year-old John and his family moved to the land. Now their grandchildren keep a handful of sheep in the barn to avoid the heat of the day. The city of Sioux Falls is slowly creeping closer to the Schaefer farm. Rows of large houses are a field away. Local historian Carol Mashick marvels at the round barn with original roofing and tile. She says it's a tribute to the craftsmen who built it. The round barns were first crafted by the Shakers in the early part of the 1800s in Massachusetts. Mashick says they were considered the peak of efficiency.
There was a whole movement in the United States where people thought that the round barns were going to be the barn of the future because you could stanchion cows completely around the barn and still work in the middle.
However, the difficulty navigating equipment to the centralized silo for grain storage quickly dashed hopes that the round barn would set the industry standard. Still, the massive barns that did set the Midwestern norm with rounded rainbow roofs and plenty of room for livestock became obsolete. There's an effort now to reconnect communities with what the barn stood for: hard work, socializing, and family pride. The Smithsonian Institution has a touring exhibit called Barn Again, celebrating an American icon. 9 communities will host the exhibit over the course of a year. Each community will individualize the exhibit by focusing on a different aspect of farming, prairie life, and the barn. The first stop for the tour, the small town of Freeman, South Dakota. To kick off the event, volunteers held a barn raising, putting up a barn-like building, only 8 feet by 10, in an afternoon. Jeannie Jones-Manzer is the Assistant Director for Programs with the South Dakota Humanities Council. She says state officials have been working for 2 years to bring the exhibit to South Dakota towns with fewer than 10,000 people. The idea is to help people connect with their past and remember the icon that represents farming.
It may have some pieces or parts or components of it that helped make us who we are today, and we need to look at those things and then see, well, maybe the barn isn't an object that is being able to be used as it was in the past, but where do we go from today with our image? How do we store things? How do we find wholesome images? How do we keep our kids interested?
The Smithsonian encourages education programs. School kids will present oral history reports about the barn with photo essay and barn drawing contests. To talk with owners of old barns is to step back into history. Cecil Burdahl has 2 treasures on her Minnehaha County farm. The elderly Norwegian woman is proud of the aluminum barn, first constructed in 1915 and remodeled with tin siding in 1947. But her favorite is a dugout, the first building on her land. It's a small 2-story building dug into the side of a hill. It was used at one time as a barn and also the family living quarters.
Just think that Ulrich, they had 10 kids born here, and they slept up here, and there was a hole in there, and so there were steps from downstairs and up.
Old curtain rods, nails used as hangers, even a stovepipe remain to hint at what life was like in this dugout years ago. It's scenes like these that recall a heritage slipping away. Historian Carol Mashick says South Dakotans still have a frontier mentality: tear down the old and build new. Instead, she says, we need to preserve the old and reuse it like new. Kara Hetland, Minnesota Public Radio, Sioux Falls.